The darkness of ignorance, through each one of you, I experience myself and find a better understanding of myself, in much the same way you are doing. Every shred of knowledge one of you gathers increases the amount of wisdom, not only in you but also in me. In the long course of their evolution, all human souls slowly descended ever deeper into matter. On the way down, of necessity you gradually had to lose all your own light, that is the knowledge of your true nature and that you are part of me. For a very long time, you stumbled through the darkness of this ignorance, but rejoice, for many of you by now have reached the ascendant of the great evolutionary arc. You are gradually gaining ever more wisdom and knowledge. Slowly all darkness within you and your world is dissolving. This will continue until nothing but light remains. Without light there is no life. Life cannot exist without light. Matter is very tightly compressed light. In every atom of your physical bodies shines my light. Without me there would be no atoms, there would be no you, no material world, no anything. All life is constantly evolving. As soon as you and your world have done so sufficiently, you reawaken to your true nature and you become aware that God is the life force in everything. God is life itself and all life is God. Until this is fully grasped, human souls cannot return to me. But as they do, they realize with ever-growing clarity that, you are in me and I am in you. You yourselves are God and each one of you is a young God in the making. You are responsible for yourselves and for everything that is in your world. If you want a peaceful world, each one of you must do their share of creating it. There is no other way and no need to look to others. You have to begin with yourself and your own life. God is that which is good and peaceful, beautiful and right within you, though that which is bad and ugly is also of me. It is in me and therefore in you as well. While in me it is firmly under my control and direction, you are still in the process of learning to take charge of this part of yourselves, so that it too can be turned into something good, useful and beautiful. You have come into this life to bring forth the best that is within you. As the God element, that which is good in you, grows and evolves ever more in you and your world, that which is bad and ugly gradually decreases, until it finally has gone from you forever. Through my guidance from within you and acting out your God part in your daily lives, you feel ever more drawn towards that which is good and beautiful, right and sacred. As your desire for that which is evil, ugly and sinful decreases until your God part has taken over your whole being. However, praying alone will not achieve this. O Lord, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, wash and cleanse me of mine. On its own is not enough. My highest characteristics are the gifts I have bestowed upon each one of you, in many souls they are still slumbering. Every new lifetime brings more opportunities for developing and bringing them forth. I am forever with you and I will always be showing you the way. Your divinity can only grow through constant improvement of all your character traces, which need to be applied to everything that affects you and your daily life, and especially all your relationships. I dwell in the very depths of everybody's heart. Love and truth have their origin in my heart. They also dwell in yours. Guided and protected by me and the angels, the knowledge you are now finding about you and me and your life, has to be applied to each one of your words, thoughts and actions, so it becomes helpful to you. Those who meekly surrender themselves to me and my guidance from within truly are my lambs. As the Christ Spirit thus comes alive in you, you are playing the role of one of the saviors and redeemers of yourself and your world. The kind of understanding you are seeking cannot be found through reading this, that or the other publication, or endlessly attending workshops and seminars. No matter how elevated any of them may be, understanding can only grow in your own heart, when you apply any learning you find to your everyday experiences. In this way alone can the small self grow and evolve throughout all its earthly sojourns. Everything that is in me is also in each one of you. Regardless of gender, creed, color of skin and the status you have within the society you live in. Therefore, you all contain my highest qualities, but it takes many lifetimes to develop them, and every new one offers you fresh opportunities for learning and improving your character traits. Slowly but surely, each through their own experiences is growing ever more heaven tall. Human kindness and goodness it godliness, and the more you strive to be like me, the quicker you return to the oneness with me. Every one of your lifetimes is a gift from me, in the hope that each new one will bring you that bit closer to the conscious awareness of your true nature and origin again. Humankind's task is to act upon any knowledge I allow you access to, doing your level best to love me in a life I have given to you and everything that shares it with you with all your heart and soul. You have been placed by me on the earth plane to learn how to serve me. Your earthly education will continue until the last one of you is capable of conducting their lives in a masterly fashion with the same goodness, kindness and tolerance to all life, integrity, honesty and truth that is revealed to you in the Jesus legend. Tolerance and love towards all sinners, in the Jesus legend I abundantly demonstrated these qualities to you. As my children, I expect and demand from each one of you that in due course you shall of your own free will want to walk in the Master's footsteps. The angels and I encourage you to bring forth from within the very core of your own being nothing but my highest and best characteristics, which in seed form have slumbered in each one of you since the beginning of your excursion into physicality. All along they've been waiting to be integrated by you, so that they become your own. For some time now you and your world have been struggling to come to terms with the spiritual awakening that has been taking place for some time by now. Everybody's most urgent need is learning how to truly forgive, first yourself and anyone who has ever shared your life with you for some of the most atrocious behavior that has been an essential part of humankind's education on the earth plane. Making an effort at finding a better understanding of the reasons behind the events of previous ages will assist you in the task of finding compassion and love for your own suffering and that of your world, without wallowing in too much self-pity. True forgiveness that comes from your heart and soul can only grow from the grasping that whatever has taken place on the earth plane for sound educational reasons has always been necessary. Know that this was the only way every individual soul and that of your world could be taught their most vital evolutionary lessons. When you have been equipped with the wisdom of hindsight, you will eventually be grateful for them. And the more you expand your divine virtues and with them your consciousness, the sooner I can draw you back home into the oneness with me. On the last day, whose esoteric meaning is the final stage in every soul's spiritual development, I will raise you and lift you completely out of the earth environment, as described in the Jesus legend. No further lifetimes in physicality will then be required by the souls who have reached this point. First, however, you have to patiently and willingly submit yourself to whatever lessons are required of you. Until you know who I truly am and where I dwell, and who you are, you cannot find me and come to me. You cannot even begin looking for me. So, who am I? I am the Christ Spirit, the only born Son, the spiritual Son behind the Son, and I dwell in your own heart. Until the moment has come for you to discover this, in a superficial sense you will be lost, even though spiritually you never are. At the right moment, the Father, the masculine aspect of the divine, whose gifts of wisdom I once brought you through the Jesus myth, begins to draw you towards himself again. The concept that a savior and redeemer would appear in your world, to set you free and release you from the chains and shackles of your earthly existence has been with your world for a long time. Over the ages, this idea has been presented to you in many different forms. None of the stories that came to your world were lies. They were not intended to be deceptions, not even part truths. It is merely that only as much of my truth could be revealed to humankind at any given time, as its consciousness was capable of grasping and digesting. Rejoice, beloved children of the earth. You are now reaching spiritual adulthood and are therefore ready for increasing amounts of my truth. It will continue to come to you, until finally each one fully stands and lives in its light. I am your highest self and I am waiting for you to call upon me, so I can show you how to be the savior and redeemer of your own soul and that of your world. Your time has come for being completely lifted out of the darkness of the prison of your spiritual ignorance into the light of all my knowledge and wisdom. I am coming to you to tell you about your own true nature and mine, and also the character of my relationship with you and your world. The main purpose of your earthly existence is that eventually each one of you should develop into a seeker of wisdom and truth in their own right, my wisdom and my truth. More than once I told you through one of the prophets I sent to your world from time to time that in the end all shall be taught by me, your Creator and God. Through Saint John I again drew the attention of your world to this fact. Each time I brought you this message, it was intended to reassure and comfort you. You have to bear in mind that at any given moment I gave through the prophets only as much of my truth as you and your world were ready to receive. Yet, now that you are entering into the Aquarian Age, ever more of you are ready to receive my wisdom directly from me, the source of your being. When you wish to find truth, you no longer need to look for it outside of you. Instead, look into your own heart, where I dwell. I am your highest or God self, your inner teacher and guide. I am alive in you, and through quiet reflections, prayers and meditations you are now required to re-establish your inner connection with me, so I can again teach and protect each one of you, the way I once did. I alone know what is right or wrong for you in any given situation. Listen to the feelings that rise from within the very core of your own being into your conscious awareness and let me guide you, in this way, into right thoughts, words and actions. Through your intuition I have always tried to guide and protect you. The only difference between past lifetimes and the present one is that you are finding out about that your intuitive wisdom comes directly from me. The giant jigsaw puzzle of life. The giant jigsaw puzzle of life, rays of wisdom, the universal Christ now speaks to us and our world, time and again throughout the ages. Parts of my knowledge, known to your world as the ancient wisdom, were given to humankind. Over and over they were interpreted, reworked and translated from one language into another. Although the words and languages in which my messages were presented constantly changed, their basic contents remained the same. As soon as sufficient numbers of you had spiritually matured sufficiently to be able to grasp their meaning, if only superficially, another aspect of my wisdom was revealed to you through a multitude of different sources. Alas, the words in which it was presented frequently were hard or even impossible to understand. But now that many of you are ready to perceive their hidden esoteric meanings, even the oldest of my communications are beginning to speak to you and your world more profoundly than had ever been possible before. However, receiving my teachings is one thing. Understanding and unearthing the esoteric high wisdom hidden behind the surface words is quite another. Since time immemorial, this has presented your world with problems. That's why many of my words in the past appeared to you like the pieces of a giant jigsaw puzzle that were well nigh impossible to put together to reveal its picture. Many quotes from the teachings of all the religions of your world were hidden references to the law of karma. I hope that this realization will help you make a great deal more sense out of at least some of them now, so that the puzzle's pieces fall into place and never more beautiful picture emerges before your astonished eyes. To give you but one example, to this day many are mystified by quotes like an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. With the understanding you have found, you know that they contain a reference to my universal laws, in particular the law of karma. The above words and others like them were never intended to represent instructions of behavior telling you to go out of your way to cause pain and destroy each other. From where you stand now, you can see for yourself that such interpretations were as much a gross injustice to your true nature and mine as they are of the sacred texts I gave to you through the scribes of their time. All life is subject to my divine laws, and every soul has always been responsible for every one of its own thoughts, words and actions. Know that being unaware of the existence of these laws has never protected anyone against having to live with its consequences. Whenever you are saddened by the inexperienced souls in your world who still insist on taking such teachings literally and use them as excuses for hurting and killing those who do not share their beliefs, Do not despair and refuse to sit in judgment over them. They too are learning valuable lessons, both of you are. Yours is the one of tolerance and patience with those younger souls. They are your siblings in the great family of humankind and of all life. In the fullness of time, my time not earth time, they too will wake up to their true nature again. They will then be given the same opportunities for finding the understanding you have gained by now. You all get there in the end, and all life rests safely in my loving hands. Knowing my mind, I'm your God, your creator. Many of you know by now that I am your real father and mother, and that unlike the parents in your physical existence, the father and mother of the spirit that dwells inside your physical body is one and functions as one. There is no division between any of the aspects of me. And as I created you in my image, on the inner level the same is true for you. In spite of the fact that you are one with me and each other, when you first came away from me, you needed to become aware that you are an individual being in your own right. That is why each one of you must dwell in their own physical body and gather experiences of earthly life, women and men. To ensure that your energies remain well balanced, you may choose to experience both genders in different lifetimes. The powers that are in me are also in you, and the final evolutionary aim of earth life is that the human soul should realize that it contains the same. Each must eventually take possession of them and learn their wise use. As your race descended ever deeper into physicality, you lost your sense of being one with me. For many of you, that evolutionary phase by now has run its course. And as soon as one of you is ready, I draw that soul ever closer to me. I am waiting to be their only teacher and guide. For them, the time has come to consciously develop the highest aspects of their being, their divine faculties. Knowing their true nature makes this a much easier task. You have every reason to celebrate, for this is humankind's homecoming, not only to me, your God self, but also to yourself, your true and highest self. Do not be afraid anything, there is nothing to fear but fear itself. Know that I am always with you and waiting for your call. With me you can overcome anything or anyone, even your worst adversary, and that is you yourself. But even then, just call upon me and the angels. We are waiting to show you how to work your way through and overcome whatever may be troubling you. Know that you are never alone and that we are always with you. In many, the true or God self is beginning to break through the tough outer shell of their earthly self, and for some this is going to be a painful and also frightening experience. Listen to the murmurings of your heart and follow the guidance you receive from there. Know that the feelings that rise are from me and that I am with you, trying to help you bring harmony and love into every aspect of your life, for that is your true nature. Working on bringing forth your slumbering Christ qualities and thus giving of the highest and the best you are capable of, you grow ever more like me. Your earthly mind is part of my universal mind. Become aware that this mind is the most powerful tool in the whole of creation, and remind yourself frequently that good thought is God thought. And if you want to know the mind of God, take care of your own earthly mind and examine it closely. Guard it and make sure that no negative influences and destructive thoughts creep into it. Whenever you find some, release them and let go of them, you no longer need them. You are true to yourself, your eternal self, and are coming into ever closer realignment with me. Each time you think a positive, kind and loving thought, when you look for the good in all people and situations, and whenever you endeavor to make your world a better place for someone, you are then acting as my representative and God in your world. In the scriptures I told you that no one can see the Father, except those who are from God. Know that you are rapidly approaching the phase in the spiritual development of your race when every soul will be able to see me. The more you become aware that each one of you is a spark of me, that you are from me, that I am in everything and that the same therefore applies to you, the better you will be able to see me. Wherever you then may look, all you can see is God, including yourself. As you peer into the mirror, you can honestly say, I myself am the resurrection. The universal Christ has come alive in me. I myself am the light, the way and the truth. Those who believe in me have eternal life. In the Jesus legend I told you, Those who believe in me have eternal life. For as long as you believe that the Master had been a person who once walked amongst you on the earth plane, rather than a mythical figure, you had not choice but to follow him. For souls who are still in their spiritual infancy and adolescence, this belief is as good now as it once was for you. But if you have been guided to find this and are reading it, you are among the fortunate ones who are reaching their full spiritual adulthood. You are the ones for whom I am bringing much more than a mere belief. Your very own share of my wisdom is on offer to you. To find out whether some spiritual knowledge really does come from me, in whatever form it may present itself to you, all you need to do is listen to the responses that rise from the depths of your own heart through the world of your feelings. They are my guidance. When your innermost feelings say that something right, then for you it is right, even though it may not be for someone else. As early as the Jesus legend, I convey to you the message, I am the bread of life. In earth terms, it seems to have taken a long time until sufficient numbers of you to be able to comprehend that the bread I spoke of was never meant to be of the physical kind, but that all your experiences, your joys as well as your sorrows, are the bread of life that every human soul is constantly receiving from me. This bread is given to you for your spiritual growth and well-being, so that in the fullness of time you may leave earth life behind you altogether and move on to ever higher levels of learning. Each must do this through their own experiences. Your improved understanding of things and the spiritual wisdom and knowledge you are gaining from your experiences are the only food that is suitable for nurturing your soul and spirit. In the Jesus legend I said through the Master, I am the way, the light and the truth. You are sure to know by now that the higher esoteric meaning of these words cannot be found by considering mere surface words of by looking towards others. Instead, you are required to gaze within and become aware that all the teachings I gave to your world with the help of this tale and all others before and after it, were designed to act merely as signposts. They were given to show all human souls at the end of their earthly education their way back home into the conscious awareness of their own true nature as an integral part of me, the living God within you, your inner eternal reality. Love is my nature and also your own. Love is the most important one of the laws of the universe, my Laos. In order to find your way back home into the oneness with me, each one of you in their own right has to learn how to conduct their lives in ways that are in keeping and harmony with all my Laos. Do not ever forget that you are part of me and I am part of you. Making a genuine effort at acting wisely, honestly and truthfully in all your dealings is a vital part of every soul's eventual homecoming. That is the only way you can be true to your real or highest nature and of remaining faithful to me, your true and highest or God self. When you go about your business with a loving attitude towards all life, including your own, and are constantly sending your inner light out into your world and all worlds, your light will shine ever more brightly, until you have gradually grown into a radiant star in your own right. Eating manna in the wilderness, the allegory of your forefathers eating manna in the wilderness and yet they died, no longer needs to puzzle anyone either. As lifetime after lifetime you came down the ages, you yourself many times played the role of your own forefathers. Through this, each one of you partook in some of the most beautiful and some of the most gruesome experiences of earthly life. Yet, for as long as you lacked the awareness that you are first and foremost spirit and soul, hence immortal and cannot die, each time you passed from your physical body, you believed you were dying. That is how you came to fear death. To help you dissolve not only that fear, but also all others, I am now bringing you the manna of the knowledge that there is no death. All bread of spiritual wisdom and knowledge that ever appeared in your world was sent from the highest levels of life, by me, for I am the source of all wisdom and knowledge. This bread is presently flowing ever more strongly into your consciousness and that of your world, to cleanse your whole race from the false beliefs, prejudices and superstitions of the past. I am that bread. Partake of it and know that it is me. First of all, become aware of your immortality again and shed your fear of death. Through knowing that I am alive within you, waiting to be called upon to guide and protect you in every aspect of your life, down to the minutest details, get rid of your fear of life, too. Eat as much as you like from this my bread. It will not make you fat, but merely expand your consciousness. And I do keep my promises. Through overcoming your fear of death and of life, you learn to live your life to the full, namely on all levels of existence, the pledge I made to you in the Jesus legend. I am the bread of life and the source of all life that comes down to your earth from the heavens, that is the highest level of existence. The time has come for communicating directly with you and your world, just like I once did through the story of the Master. The difference between then and now is that your soul and that of your world has earned the gift of greater understanding. As this can only grow from suffering, every individual soul and that of your world has to experience it by wading through its depths. The anguish this causes has purpose and meaning. It is never randomly inflicted upon anyone or in vain. You and your world had to take part in vital lessons which each one of you can only learn from their own experiences. Having done so, it is every soul's birthright to find what is now before you. Take it, work with it and use it, never for merely selfish purposes and self-aggrandizement but for the highest good of all. It was not for nothing that I promised you in the days of yore that those who eat from my bread shall live forever. As more of my wisdom sinks deeper and deeper into your consciousness, do not allow anyone to distract you from what you know to be true. I am the wisdom and the knowledge of the whole of creation. And you are my child who is, like me, an eternal being of light. You now triumph over and laugh at death, because you know that there is no death and that the essential you does live forever. It was never born and therefore cannot die. My body is the accumulated wisdom and knowledge of all ages, they are stored in me and are therefore also in you. This is the bread I am now offering each one of you. You and I together have created the state of the world you are presently living in. For the sake of the love you have for me and this world, I am offering each one of you access to my body. But, this can only come about through everybody re-establishing their own inner connection with me. My message to each one of you, my beloved children of the earth, is now, eat my bread safe in the knowledge that the law of life is based on love. Love is light and light is love, and without light there is no life. Eat the bread of your life and accept your karma, as it presents itself in your daily life, and know that the wisdom and understanding you are gaining from all your experiences are the only food that can nurture your soul and help it to grow. Therefore, live your life to the full and drink as you can deeply from the cup of the life that has been given to you by me. And rest safely in the knowledge that whatever may befall you has been prepared for you by my love. Partaking in life in this manner inevitably takes you back into love and the oneness with me. For love is your true being and the fulfillment of the law. Part 4, Climbing the Spiritual Mountain. I am your God Self and you are my children of the earth. For a very long time, the spark of divinity in your heart has been waiting to come fully alive. I work and express myself through each one of you. I learn about and get to know myself through you. Some of you are spiritually already more awake than others. They need to help those who are still slumbering and therefore struggling more than you with their homecoming. Although you are all walking up the spiritual mountain together, each has to find their own way, whether you are as yet aware of this or not. Great teachers have from time to time emerged in your world, to act as your pathfinders, benefit from their efforts by walking in their footsteps, but know that you can and indeed are meant to help each other and to guide those behind you. Try to ease their burden as best you know how to, but never take away the lesson they have come to learn and do not try to do things for them which can only be done by them. As already pointed out, you are in this life to work on improving your character by bringing forth the best that is within you. As you grow and evolve in this way, the whole human race and everything in your world is doing the same. You are my children, you have come into this lifetime to learn to love wisely, the way I love all of you. My love excludes nothing and no one is left out. In my eyes you are all equal and loved in the same way, totally and unconditionally. Never compare your progress with that of another. Beware of spiritual arrogance and remind yourself frequently that climbing the mountain is not some kind of competitive sport or chase. Before me, each one stands alone. You are all at different levels in your personal evolution and each has to go at their own pace. Where you are on your spiritual path at any given time reveals itself to me through your thoughts and actions. Words on there have never been enough. Love is the law of the universe.